In this topic, we are going to talk about Christian philosophy and marriage. Now, that may sound abstract at first. You might wonder, what does philosophy have to do with officiating a wedding? The answer is everything. Every wedding ceremony carries a worldview. Every vow carries assumptions. Every couple brings a story. Every family brings expectations. Every culture brings pressure. Every officiant brings a theology. Whether spoken or unspoken, Christian philosophy helps the wedding officiant ask deeper questions. What is marriage? Who created it? What is a man? What is a woman? What is a vow? What is love? What is public witness? What is the role of the church? What is the role of the state? What does God say this moment means? A Christian wedding officiant must not reduce marriage to one small part of reality. Some people reduce marriage to romance. They say, as long as the couple feels love, that is all that matters. Others reduce marriage to law. They say, as long as the license is signed, marriage has happened. Others reduce marriage to biology. They talk only about sexuality or reproduction. Others reduce marriage to aesthetics. They focus on the venue, the flowers, the photos, the dress, the music, and the emotional atmosphere. Others reduce marriage to personal identity. They say, marriage means whatever the couple decides it means. Christian philosophy says, slow down. Marriage is bigger than that. Marriage is a many-sided, created reality ordered under God. Marriage includes love, but it is not only emotion. Marriage includes law, but it is not only paperwork. Marriage includes sexuality, but it is not only biology. Marriage includes beauty, but it is not only a beautiful event. Marriage includes story, but the couple's story is real, not sovereign. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. This is where the 15 aspects of Christian philosophy become helpful. They train the officiant to see marriage in a fuller way. Marriage has a numerical side, one woman and one man. It has a physical side, embodied souls before God. It has an emotional side, joy, anxiety, tenderness, grief, and hope. It has a social side, families and witnesses. It has a legal side, vows, consent, accountability, and civil responsibility. It has an ethical side, self-giving love. It has a faith side, worship, trust, and covenant before God. A ministry sciences observer notices what is happening in real weddings. For example, an officiant meets with a couple. The bride is excited about the ceremony design. The groom is worried about money. The parents are arguing about family traditions. The couple wants something spiritual but not too religious. The venue coordinator is focused on timing. The county clerk is focused on the license. What does the officiant observe? Marriage is being pulled in many directions. Beauty, economics, family expectations, civil procedure, private spirituality, and emotional pressure are all present. What biblical truth interprets the situation? Christian marriage is received before God, publicly vowed, and lived as covenant faithfulness. What wise ministry response follows? The officiant gently gathers the many-sided realities and brings them under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. This helps the one wedding officiant avoid shallow sentimentality. It helps the ordained wedding officiant teach with clarity. It helps the chaplain serve in complex settings without losing the meaning of marriage. It helps the life coach, minister, or romance officiant guide couples beyond feelings into formation. Christian philosophy does not make the wedding colder. It makes the officiant wiser. You are not merely leading an event. You are witnessing a covenant reality that touches every side of life.